In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We are in Lent, and today I will talk about the 51st Psalm again. But you know, I want you to know that I heard O'Reilly last night, and he said the only thing that Catholics will talk about is abortion. I want you to know, Mr. O'Reilly, that Catholics don't talk about abortion. There are only few of us that are talking about abortion. And we need to pray for the families of the 21 Coptic Christians who were killed for the sake of Jesus by radical Muslims. Yes, radical, crazy Muslims who worship the moon god. And they took the life of 21 Coptic Christians. It's very sad. It's very sad. We need to pray for their families, and we need to pray for them that they would be received in heaven. They died as martyrs. They were martyrs for the cause of Jesus. Who's going to be next? Who's going to be next? That's the issue. We should be writing to Obama and ask him to do something, so that this will stop. And we are the only ones that can do something. It's so important because our brothers and sisters are dying at the hands of crazy people, demonic people, who seek the face of the demon, because the fruit of the spirit is death and suffering, their spirit. Death and suffering. We need to pray for these 21 people and their families and all the other people that were slain by fanatic Muslims. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, Lord. You told me many years ago that we would be experiencing great persecution. Lord Jesus Christ, these 21 people died for the sake of your name. Bring them into glory. Bring them to your feet. Let them know your love. And we pray for their families. Oh yes, their families who need them and now are without them, and they have to mourn the death of their husbands, their children, their fathers, their mothers. We need to pray for all these things in Jesus' name. And I also want you to pray for a little girl named Morgan who has pneumonia. Father, clear those lungs. Clear those lungs. We're all praying. She's a young girl. Clear those young lungs. Do a miracle. Do a miracle. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, lungs be cured. In the name of Jesus, by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel, be completely healed, Morgan, in your lungs, in Jesus' name. And everything the devil wrote to destroy this young woman has been canceled by the cross. Morgan, be healed by the blood of the Lamb. Be healed by the blood of Jesus. And everyone said, Amen. Amen. I want you to know that John Paul Jackson has died. He is the great prophet. He was a prophet among us, and he died, I think, of lung cancer. And I want you to pray for him, too, because they don't believe that we pray for the people who die, but I believe that we can pray for the people who die. You know why? Because faith, hope, and love abide these three. The greatest of these is love. Praying for people who die is love. It's love, and it cannot be taken away. I'm going to be reading from the 51st Psalm. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. Yes, Lord, I need your mercy. In your compassion, blot out my offense. Compassion means to suffer with. In your suffering with us, blot out my offense. How? Through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Wash me more and more from my guilt. I'm telling you that more and more means that he wants to cleanse us of our guilt. He does not want us to be tormented by guilt. When we are tormented, we need to go to that Psalm 51, wash me more and more from my guilt. He washes us with the blood of Jesus. Cleanse me from my sin. Yes. This is the psalm that David prayed after he had sinned with Bathsheba. Yes, he said, wash me more and more from my sin. My offenses, truly I know them. I'm not going to hide them from you, Lord. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight I have done. O Lord, have mercy on us. O Jesus, have mercy on us. We need the mercy of God, that you may be justified when you give sentence and be without reproach when you judge. You see, O Lord, in guilt I was born. A sinner was I conceived. But you know what? Through faith and baptism, I became a child of God. The Holy Spirit begins to live in us. Indeed, you love truth in the heart. Then in the secret of my heart, teach me wisdom. Yes, the wisdom that comes from the Holy Spirit. We need wisdom. And the scripture says, if you don't have it, you pray for it. We need holy wisdom, Jesus, the wisdom that comes from your heart. And you know what? We have to depend upon the mighty redemption of Jesus Christ. It's not only the redemption, it's mighty redemption, that he shed his blood so that we would be forgiven. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Yes, wash me with your blood through the mighty redemption. O Jesus, Jesus, wash me that I should be whiter than snow. Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face and blot out all my guilt. A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Oh, yes. This is what we pray for. A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. We need a pure heart, a heart that has been cleansed by the mighty redemption of Jesus, a heart that has been cleansed from the blood of the Lamb. Do not cast me away from your presence. He never casts us from his presence. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. John 6:37. He will not cast you away from his presence. You need only to come to him, and he will give you what you need. Nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Yes, much more. Come, wonderful Holy Spirit, Almighty God, Holy Spirit, come within our hearts, come within our minds. Give us the true wisdom that comes from the cross, the true wisdom that comes from the resurrection. Give me again the joy of my salvation, and with the spirit of fervor sustain me. Yes, I need the fervor of God, the fire of God to proclaim the word of God with fervor, with fervor. That's why it's in season and out of season. That's why it's in season and out of season. I need that fervor, that I may teach transgressors your ways and sinners may return to you. Not only teach transgressors your ways, but the very word that I proclaim, let it do its work within me. Because you know what? I'm just like you. I need the fervor of God. I need the Holy Spirit of God. I am in need of God himself. Oh, rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Yes, Lord. For in sacrifice you take no delight. Burnt offerings for me you would refuse. Listen, my sacrifice is a contrite spirit, a humble, contrite heart you will not spurn. In your goodness show favor to Jerusalem, to Zion. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocaust offered on your altar. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Yes, we need that the mighty, mighty redemption of Jesus would have his work within us, because he cares for you in your situation, wherever you are. He cares for you. You are a child of God. God has made you his child through faith and baptism. He wants good things for you. Because you know what? That's what he says in the scripture. Today, the reading at Mass was, I set before you life and death, a blessing and a curse. Choose life. Choose the blessing. Ask God that you might have his favor. Oh yes, I've been asking for the favor of God. I need his favor. Just the other day, something happened, and we needed a miracle to find something. And you know what? I just prayed for the favor of God to those who were looking for what they were looking for. And you know what? They laid their hands right on it on that very first second. And they had looked and looked and looked, and they couldn't find this piece of paper, this prescription that my brother needed. But you see, I prayed that God would give them favor. And immediately I got a call saying, we found it. And you know what? We need that favor of God. Sandra, who is a nurse, looked right at the same place. They've emptied the shelf out, and they couldn't find it. It must have been an angel that brought it back. Some angel were in cahoots with us, thanks be to God. An angel, I believe it, because they couldn't find it. They couldn't find it. They looked everywhere. And then when Mary Fran went upstairs to look for it, I prayed that God would give her his favor, and she put her hands on it at the right second immediately. She didn't have to look anymore. It wasn't there in the early morning, but it was there when Mary Fran did it. Maybe an angel put it there. I don't care how it got there. It's all God, and it's God's favor. I'm reading from you, or for you, from the 63rd Psalm. O God, you are my God, for you I long. Do you long for the Lord? O God, you are my God, for you I long. My soul thirsts for you. Does your soul thirst for God? My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. Oh, yes. Those four lines are so powerful. Oh, God, you are my God. For you I long. Yes, my soul will find its rest only in Christ. For you my soul is thirsting. I thirst for the living God. I thirst for the living God. Those who are thirsty, come to the waters. Yes. There is a river that flows from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. You know what was the worst thing for an Old Testament person and a community? If God withdrew his presence from them, that was the worst thing that could happen to them. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and to see your glory, yes. For your love is better than life, yes. The love of God is better than life. It's better than wine. It's better than diamonds. It's better than Mercedes-Benz. It's better than everything. It's better. Your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. Hallelujah. We worship you, Father. We praise you. We bless you. We honor you. You are the great God who gives us the redemption, the mighty redemption in your Son. He has bought us back. Let us know how mighty that redemption is. So I will bless you all my life, and in your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with the banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. Oh, that's where we want to stay. In the shadow of the wings of Jesus. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me. Oh God, you are my God. For you I long. For you my soul thirsts. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. Oh God, you are my God. I long for you. I thirst for you. And remember what Jesus said on the cross, I thirst. And he was thirsting for you today. On the cross he was thirsting for you, that you would give him your life and you would not be rejected, because no one who comes to Jesus will ever be rejected. That's just the way it is. That's the way it is in the kingdom. God doesn't shoo away anyone who comes to him in faith. I'm going back now to the Gospel of Luke, and it's the 10th chapter, and it's the 38th verse. Now it came to pass, as they went, they entered into a certain village, it was Bethany, and a certain woman named Martha received Jesus into her house. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his word. This is an interesting thing, because the one who sits at the feet of the Master is a disciple. Mary was a disciple of Jesus. This is women discipleship. It started in Bethany when Mary sat at the feet of Jesus. But Martha was encumbered with much serving. You know, she's thinking, I've got to get the chicken soup, I've got to get the falafel, I've got to get this, I've got to get that. And she came to Jesus and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve all alone? Bid her, therefore, to come and help me. Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, you are about and troubled by many things. One thing is needed, and Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken away from her. Have you chosen the better part? Have you sat at his feet? Oh, how he wants to draw you to sit at his feet. And just through silence will teach you through silence, just at his feet. Yes, we want to be at the feet of Jesus. You see, we need Martha and we also need Mary. We need to be like Mary at the feet of Jesus, but we need to be like Martha after we get up and serve. Jesus washed the feet of his disciples and he said, go and do likewise. So we cannot serve if we do not sit at his feet, because then it becomes social work. I'm not a social worker. I'm a Christian. I'm a Catholic priest. I don't do social work. I do redemption work. Because everything I do with people, I bring Jesus into it. And you see, I'm not a social worker. I sit at his feet. I need to sit more at his feet, to tell you the truth. And so we don't want to be like Martha, going around like a chicken without her head, saying, I need her to help me. First, we need to sit at the feet of Jesus. Then we need to be Martha and get the things that are needed. Because Jesus was there and he needed to eat. And that's just the way it was. chapter 11. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he finished, one of his disciples said unto Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. Oh, yes. They see Jesus praying. He's in perfect communion with the Father. They want to learn how to pray. And so he said unto them, when you pray our Father, not only my Father, but our Father, the whole Christian community, who art in heaven. Father is in heaven. Holy, hallowed be thy name. I love these next lines. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Listen to what it says. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God wants heaven to saturate the earth. Do you know that today? God wants heaven to saturate the earth. Do you know that today? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. Have you forgiven your enemies? Have you forgiven your enemies? Oh, yes, because God has forgiven you in Christ Jesus through that great redemption on the cross. But you say, you have no idea what my enemies have done to me. Well, you know what? If you haven't forgiven them, you're carrying them around your neck like an anchor, and you're not going to get very far. You're not going to see the kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. You're not going to see it because you're too wrapped up in unforgiveness. The only way we can forgive if we borrow the forgiveness from the cross. Jesus, I do not know how to forgive. I want to borrow forgiveness from the cross. Give me your forgiveness so that I can forgive this person, these persons. I want to borrow forgiveness from the cross because I cannot forgive. I've tried and tried and tried, and the only thing I do is try, and nothing ever happens. Tried and tried and tried. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us from the evil one. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and say to the friend at midnight, go to the friend at midnight and say, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine is on a journey and he's coming to visit me, and I have nothing to set before him. And from within, the answer came, don't bother me, don't trouble me, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give you anything. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, but because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as much as he needs. And I say unto you, listen to what he says, ask, and it shall be given you. Yes. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receives. Everyone that seeks, finds. And the one who knocks, it shall be opened unto you. Then the scripture says, what father among you, if his son asks for a piece of bread, would hand him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, we'll offer him a scorpion. If you then, being sinners, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? Father, I pray for the Holy Spirit to come into us who hear this message. I pray that the Holy Spirit would come into me in a new way through the great redemption, through the powerful redemption. I pray, God, that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. I thank you for listening. We're on every day at this time. What are some of the fragments you have learned? I haven't got the time to tell you, but you have to write it down on a piece of paper. What fragments have you learned from today's broadcast? Pray for me, and don't forget Morgan, that little girl. Pray for her that the Lord would heal her lungs. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.